Well, it took less than 3 months for Israel's grand coalition government to collapse. The coalition comprised the two big parties, the right-wing Likud and the centre-right Kadima. They split. Kadima walked out of the coalition because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu refused to act as quickly or as completely as Kadima wanted to draft ultra-Orthodox Jews into the military. The split has also begun the death throes of Kadima. It was founded 6 years ago by the former Prime Minister and the hardliner Ariel Sharon. It's now possible Kadima might not even survive its exit from this government. The ultra-Orthodox are a closed, extremely religious group. They devote themselves to studying the Jewish holy books. They currently have an exemption from military service, although after a recent High Court decision, that exemption runs out next week. A campaign by secular Israelis for everyone in the country to serve equally has communities locked in conflict and ultra-Orthodox politicians in revolt. Iris Mackler reports from Jerusalem.
Eighteen-year-old Israelis ham it up on the day they're inducted into the army. If these conscripts don't serve, they'll be fined or jailed. But ultra-Orthodox youth the same age are exempt from military service. And this inequality has sparked a new push to draft them too.
We believe that there is a time in democracy where the majority need to say to the minority, we've had enough.
Idan Miller is chairman of Common Ground, a new Israeli protest movement. They're demanding that the ultra-Orthodox, known here as Haredim, those who tremble before God, should do military service as well as studying the Jewish holy books.
When the Haredim were about 4 to 5% of the population, we can swallow the bitter pill somehow. We didn't like it, but when the Haredim is going to be 20-25% of the population, the Israeli society cannot live anymore with the situation, and therefore it must need to be changed.
But the Haredim are resistant to change. They live guided entirely by their strict interpretation of Jewish law and have limited contact with people outside their community. This month, a government panel recommended a compromise, drafting the Haredim into military or civic service at a later age and for a shorter period than secular Israelis. Do you think they will go?
I'm sure they will not go. Not at all. It cannot be.
Dov Halbertal is a Haredi law lecturer and rabbi.
You cannot convince the religious, as the religious cannot convince. They cannot convince. There is no political resolution to this dispute.
The secular campaign has responded with a rally in Tel Aviv earlier this month. 30,000 Israelis attended, including many of the people who vote for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I think this is something that if there will be no change, there will be no Israel in the future. We are threatened not by an enemy from the outside, but the problem from the inside.
The blanket exemption for Haredi students has been enforced since the 1970s. The government also funds them to study, and this arouses the resentment of secular Israelis who have to foot their own university bills. Halbertal says he understands the frustration of the secular population, but he believes that studying in the Haredi schools, known as yeshivot, is a legitimate equivalent to military service.
It's really very difficult to understand. One side is being killed and they are giving money to the other side to sit and learn. But it's a real dispute on the question, what is the burden of today in the Jewish state? The burden is serving in the army, the burden is serving in the yeshivot. Believe me, it's very difficult to serve in the yeshivot.
But there is also a huge dose of fear. Traditionally, Haredi leaders have preserved their community by keeping it separate. They're afraid that a secular melting pot like the Israeli military will wean the Haredim away from their core values.
You are right. The sages are fearing from this openness.
If you have faith in God, why are you so frightened of the outside?
The God tells us to be frightened. Every day to be frightened, to keep ourselves, to think about ourselves. You have to be fearing every day. That's what God tells us.
Israel's parliament is set to vote on the new bill for drafting the Haredim, and it's created a political crisis. After almost 3 years in opposition, the centrist Kadima party joined the coalition government in order to ensure the bill passed. They believed it would happen because of promises they say Prime Minister Netanyahu made to them. But it appears he made contradictory promises to the Haredi parties already in his coalition. Analysts say Prime Minister Netanyahu is caught between his own voters who want reform and the Haredi parties who don't, but will likely hold the balance of power in the next government. After less than 3 months, Kadima has exited the coalition, and there's no majority for a comprehensive bill to draft the Haredim. As people left the Tel Aviv protest on a hot summer's night this month, a busker could be heard playing My Way. The Haredi political parties have held the balance of power in almost every Israeli government for six decades. This is a story about an electoral system that enables the minority in effect to control the majority. But it's also a question of whose vision for Jewish life will triumph, and who will force the other to do it their way.
Iris Makler reporting from Jerusalem for the Religion and Ethics Report.